The stop before tired rule. One of the most helpful habits you can develop at the piano is knowing when to stop. Not when you are exhausted, not when you are frustrated, but just before either of those things appear. This is what we call the stop before tired rule. Many adults continue practicing past the point where learning is still happening. They push because they feel they should. They don't want to waste the session. But once the mind becomes tired, practice changes, mistakes increase, focus fades, and even simple things begin to feel difficult. When this happens, the brain starts to associate piano practice with effort and strain. Over time, that association makes it harder to return. Stopping earlier prevents this. When you stop while things still feel manageable, your brain records the experience as positive. It remembers the piano as something safe and enjoyable. This is not laziness, it is strategy. Learning improves when the nervous system feels calm, memory works better, coordination improves, and confidence grows naturally. You may notice subtle signs that it's time to stop. Your shoulders begin to tighten, your breathing becomes shallow, you replay the same mistake again and again, or your thoughts start drifting. These are not signals to push harder, they are signals to pause. Ending practice at that moment is one of the most productive choices you can make. Think of practice like watering a plant. Too little water doesn't help, but too much can do harm. Short, regular nourishment is what allows growth. If you ever feel unsure, remember this. Leaving the piano feeling calm is more important than squeezing in one more run-through. That calm feeling carries forward. It makes tomorrow's practice easier. It keeps the door open. In the next chapter, we'll talk about what to do on days when your energy is low and how even 5 minutes can still be valuable.